Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another edition of In the Author's Corner with Etienne. I'm very happy to be here today, and I'm thank you for taking time to be with us today. Today we're doing an interview with a wonderful Texan friend of mine, Cortina Jackson, who's going to tell us about her new book, On Earth as It Is in Hell. But before we get to Cortina, I have a very important announcement to make. Our show has been moving onward and upward. In fact, we are hitting a milestone. We will have our youngest author on the show pretty soon. The details haven't been worked out yet. But there's a young author, Linnell Martin by name, along with her mother, wrote a book called Zap, Danger in the Cell. It's a book of science adventure, and it's a novel. And it's aimed at introducing 8 to 13-year-olds to cell biology in a fun and exciting way. I can't wait for them to come online. Wow, it's amazing. Okay, now let's get on with today's show. Miss Cortina Jackson is here with us today. Good morning, Cortina. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. Good morning. How are you doing, Etienne?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. So I'm so glad that you could be here with us today. You took time out of your busy schedule of being an author, being a book signer, being a speaker, traveling here, traveling there, plus all the other things going on in your life. So I thank you for that. I thank you.
So, yes, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, we're very delighted to have you here. We're very delighted. I can't believe it's happening because I remember when I first asked you, you jumped at the opportunity, but then I realized you said, well, I haven't done this before. I don't know if I can do it. All that is in the past. You're ahead today,
right?
Talking to your friend. Yeah, who happens to be your number one fan?
My number one fan.
Hope you can remember that.
Indeed.
Okay, great. I'm glad you feel that way. So go ahead and tell our audience, please, a little bit about who is Cortina Jackson.
Well, Cortina Jackson is, of course, and I tout this everywhere, Cortina Jackson is the mother of two very handsome boys. Excuse me, men.
Oh, listen
because
to that.
They don't like to be called boys anymore. They're 20 and 21, so they're about 10 months
wow.
apart. So don't judge me. They're 10 months apart. But I do love those fellas with all my heart. They've been my best friends throughout this entire thing, and truly an inspiration to me. I'm also
great.
The daughter of two very wonderful parents. My mother's a district missionary, and my stepfather, who's just dad to me. He's a pastor. I have uncles who are pastors. My brother and stepbrother are ministers. So I have a very strong upbringing in the church. But I tell you, it's the most down to earth family that there is, and we're all just a silly bunch when we're together.
That's good.
So
and
yes.
Good. And one other person I think we should mention, you haven't mentioned your sister.
Right. Oh, my goodness, she's going to kill me. I have the baby of the family. My sister just became a doctor's sister.
Oh.
She is a doctor of psychology, right? We call her Dr. Sister. She
Dr.
became
sister.
A doctor of child psychology. So we all have this, I think, this ministry of helping young people and helping people.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, very proud of her as well.
Well, that's good. That's good. Would you do a favor for me, please, when you speak to her again? Would you let her know that I've adopted her, too?
I definitely will. She'll like that.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, now let's get on to this book with a provocative title, On Earth as It Is in Hell. Wow, what a title. I mean, it catches the attention. Was that your intention?
It definitely was. Because it captured my attention first. I started out originally as just calling the book Hell, just one word, Hell. and I used it to describe different meanings to different readers. But one day, right before I was finishing the book, I thought about the role that Satan plays in people's lives here on Earth, and the same way that he influences the lives of my characters in the book. And I was praying the Lord's Prayer one day, you know, the part, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And it kind of, it came to me, you know, that Satan tries to influence his will as well on earth,
right here on earth,
as he does in hell. Yeah. And so I decided that that should be the title, On Earth as it is in Hell, because he tries to influence his will the same, in the same manner.
Now I see the connection. Now I see it. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You've been doing your work, girl. Wow, wow, wow. So tell us what the book is about, then, if you can, without giving away too much now. Just
okay, I'll try not to. Okay. I'll try. I do spoiler alerts for movies. You can never watch a movie with me, so. But basically, the book, the introduction of the book basically starts out with a conversation that takes place in hell. Satan is given an assignment to the inhabitants of hell, the demons, the imps, the souls. He's telling them that they should go to earth through portals that lead directly to the earth and wreak havoc in the lives of people. So these demons, these souls, they are to influence situations and cause heinous acts to occur. They're to enter people's lives, and their priority is to bring back souls to hell, or they will experience worse torture than they have already been through. And so the inhabitants, without fail, they do their job, and they go into the lives of people. And so basically the storyline follows the three characters that I made, you know, fictional. But their experiences are relatable because I tell them in an open, honest, and very graphic nature. And it just kind of reveals how the influence of Satan and evil spirits causes decisions to be made in people's lives.
Wow.
It kind of lets the leader, the reader to decide for themselves. Is this fact or is it fiction? Does art imitate life, or does life imitate art? So it's very graphic in nature, but I wanted to make it that way to pull in an audience and let them see the real things that are taking place in the world.
So what age group of audience were you looking at? Are you aiming at?
The age group should...
Adults?
Because it has a sexual nature, a graphic nature, it is suggested for 18 and older, definitely. I wouldn't suggest it for a younger audience because it is quite graphic, yes.
Okay, all right, very good. So it's more of an educational novel for 18 years on up, would you say?
Yes, I would definitely say so. Yeah.
All right, good enough. Oh, my goodness. So how did you come up with that idea? I know you mentioned, you talked on it earlier, but more in detail, how did you come up with the whole idea for the book? Not just the title, but the whole book.
Well, the idea stemmed from a lot of pain, hurt, disappointment, depression, and often a lot of suicidal thoughts that even I myself had experienced. Even with the influence of church and God, you know, in my life, you know, sometimes in life, when you're at your lowest point, it seems like life will still come by and kick you when you're already down. I don't know. Have you ever felt like if it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck?
No luck at all. Yes.
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, being surrounded, you could be surrounded by many people and still feel like you're the loneliest person in the world.
Exactly.
And basically, I felt this type of pain, and I've witnessed that pain in other people. I've worked in criminal justice and law enforcement for, you know, 15 plus years. And I have witnessed pure evil. I've witnessed people go through pure hell. And I began to develop the characters in the story who go through extreme circumstances, just like I had witnessed people, you know, going through. Actually, I wrote the beginning of the story based on the different pain and the different things people were going through, but I ended up getting writer's block for like years. I had writer's block probably for about 3 years. And it wasn't until in my own pain, I almost experienced near death in an abusive relationship, or abusive marriage, and I had to leave my home immediately and move to Dallas and start my life all over again. Basically, I started again, I prayed. I asked God, you know, please give me a new beginning. Let me have new beginnings in life. And at that time, I picked the book back up to finish it, and I started having dreams. And the dreams were of hell. The dreams were of Satan's influence on my life and others' lives. And I began to write. I would leave a pad and pencil by my table, and I would wake up and write exactly the way I saw it, almost like a movie was going on in my mind. And I would write until I couldn't write anymore. And I finished the book. I finished it, you know, within this last year, constantly writing everything just the way that I saw it. So that's kind of how the book came about and how it was finished.
Let me jump in a minute. Do you suppose there's some divine influence there?
I truly believe so. I truly do.
I do too.
I tell you what, because I didn't know how to finish the book, it was like God told me, you know, this is how you're going to finish the book, and you're going to tell the truth about things that are not spoken of anymore, things that are hidden, things that, you know, people don't want to talk about. Yeah. You're going to talk about it, and you're going to be open and honest about it. So...
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Wow, I have more respect for you now, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You put it all out there. Now, I have respect for you because what you have done is you have bared your soul to the world.
Yeah.
You told people, basically, I've been in pain, but listen, I'm not alone. There's God to help us. There are other people to help us. I have some information. I'm going to put it in a book that may help you. And I think that's fantastic what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. I know at times when you're writing a book like this and it's filled with negative information, you begin to see the world in a negative way and think at home, my goodness, nobody's going to listen to what I'm saying. Nobody's going to buy the book. This is not going to work.
Right.
Negative, 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 negative. But you know what? You have to have lemon to make lemonade. And who made the lemon? God did.
God.
He had a reason why he made lemon besides the apples, right? So everything has a purpose in this world. And you have found a way with divine intervention to take something negative and make it a learning tool and turn it into something positive. So I commend you. I commend you. Keep on keeping on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Very well put.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, you're making me blush now. I didn't mean to take up my head. All right. Thank you. Well, let's talk about being a writer now. So you decided to be a writer, and you had the writer's block. And let's talk about that, because you're not the only one. You won't be the only one, and definitely other writers will have writer's block from time to time. It's just human nature.
Oh, yes.
So what, for our audience, because we have a lot of new and aspiring authors in our audience, I'd like to go through the steps of being a writer. So in your case, what caused the block, and then how did you get over it?
I don't know. You know, when you're a lot of time, I don't know if other writers have experienced it, but you have so much you want to say, and when you're writing, you like get a flow and you just begin to write,
yes.
write. And then you come
yes.
to a brick wall and you don't know how to move your
yes.
characters forward. You know, where do I
yeah.
go with this story? You know, and it sounds good to you, you know, at that point until you,
yes.
you hit the, you hit the wall with it, so
yes.
to speak. When I'm experiencing writer's block, I almost always have to, I always have to go to a movie. I go to a movie. I watch lots
oh, really?
Of TV and movies. Lots, yes. I basically do that to draw inspiration from other sources, you know, and
yes.
other
yes.
events, things that are going on in the world. I have to walk away, totally walk away from a project,
good.
Regroup,
yes.
and then I can proceed with my work. Because to sit there and push it will push out something, you know, push out a book people will be able to tell that was rushed and that, you know, it didn't, you know, have you ever watched a movie and thought, wow, they really rushed that movie. It didn't, that wasn't
yes.
very good.
Yes.
And same
yes.
thing, you know, if you don't walk away
yeah.
from a project, even if it takes you years, like it took me 3 years,
yes.
sometimes you have
yes.
to walk away so that your finished project
yes.
Will be good and be something that people can embrace. So,
yeah.
you know, it's okay to have writer's block and pick up other hobbies.
Yes.
Get your mind off of that because I think you really
yes.
need to you need to draw from some inspiration elsewhere.
Not only did I hear you say you had an answer and a solution for writer's block, but you didn't let writer's block hold you down. Now, it took a while
right.
to go through all that. But nevertheless, you on your own came up with your solution. You on your own went through the solution. You on your
yes.
own took the solution and made your lemonade. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
You know,
I'm going to use that.
I have a new name for you. Miss Lemonade Maker.
It will be the title of my new book, The
Ooh,
Lemonade
I'm
Maker.
I'm honored. Yes, I'm honored. Oh, thank you. I'm looking for it now. And you know what? The Lemonade Maker could be in the Virgin Islands, too.
Hey!
What's
Indeed.
Talking to you now? Okay, let's see what happens. Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well... You have a tough job. You say you work in criminal justice. You see the worst
yes.
of the worst. Oh, yeah, I know. It's a tough job. I mean, you're sticking with it.
Oh.
Hopefully, you will move on to other things as your career as a writer develops.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. What are your plans as a writer? Do you want to continue writing, or do you want to move on to other things?
I most definitely, that is the plan, is to continue to be a writer. I am wanting to do it full time. I'm hoping that this novel will become a movie and I can just continue
Fantastic.
With writing screenplays and other books. So that is
yes.
that is definitely my goal, is to become a
yes.
full-time writer. It's the only thing
yes.
other than mom that
yes.
I would really love to do.
Great. Great.
So yes, I do plan
yeah.
on doing
yeah.
that, and letting criminal justice go, I'll let others
yes.
save
yes.
the world.
Yes. It's very demanding to be working in that field. Yes, I know.
Yes.
You and I have worked in similar fields. I used to see them or the family members after the family member was in jail or in rehabilitation, whatever the situation was. And it's not an
yeah.
easy job. I had to walk away from it, too, because after a while, you start seeing numbers, you start seeing faces, you start seeing things. But no matter what the solutions are, well, you work on one, and then 10 more come in. You work
yes,
on those 10,
exactly.
and then 20 more come in. It never ends.
Yes.
It never ends. It never ends. And burnout is a big issue in working that field. But nevertheless,
definitely.
Let me throw something out to you. It sounds to me like you're an advocate for domestic violence. Is that right?
I most definitely am. Yes. I'm an advocate because I was a victim of domestic violence
wow.
for many years, and I think I'm an advocate because, excuse me, even though I was a police officer and I was actually going to domestic violence situations and calls, I'm dealing with women
Wow.
who have gone through, and going through my
Yes.
own, didn't put it together that I was a victim of domestic violence. I didn't see myself as a victim. I saw myself
Wow.
as, okay, I'm having a bad marriage, but I didn't see myself
Yes.
as the victim. And after, you know,
Wow.
stepping out of the situation and looking back, I was thinking,
Yes.
you know, Tina, what were you thinking about, you know? But
Yes.
while you're going
Yes.
through that, you really don't. I allowed myself to be pulled away from family and my friends. I didn't realize it.
Oh, my goodness.
I was made to think that my sons were always misbehaving, and they weren't. I was just miserable, but I was on a merry-go-round,
yes.
which, you know, I learned was the cycle of abuse.
Yes.
Basically, the abuse would happen. He would apologize. He would buy a nice gift because my ex-husband now, made a lot of money. He made great money, so the gifts that he bought were always wonderful gifts. We went to nice restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We went on vacation. Anything the boys
mm-hmm.
needed, oh, I got it. You know, and so that, you know,
yes.
it kind of made up. You know, during those times of happy times, it was truly happy
yes.
times. And my
yes.
sacrifice was, okay, every now and then we got to fight. But okay. And,
yeah,
and it just
yeah.
became a cycle, and you're just thinking, well,
yeah.
you know, he's not always like that. It's just that when we argue, we just don't argue, you know,
yeah.
correctly. But no, it was a cycle of abuse that just continued to go
wow.
on and just ripped my soul. And, like, you know, it's like a cancer. You begin
yes.
to really fade away.
Yes.
And thank God
yes.
that I was pulled out of that situation, because now I feel like I live again. I'm like a brand new person. And very happy
well,
person, and I thought I was happy then, but I am a very happy person now. So,
well,
oh yes.
Let me interrupt. Let me interrupt a minute, please. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I have to confirm that you are a happy person. When I first met you, you were the most professional, dynamic individual I've met on the
oh.
line. And
oh,
and the reason why I call you your number one fan is because you come across as a happy, professional, caring person. I never would have known until you told me today that you went through that pain and that suffering
oh.
and that experience. So you really
yeah.
turned your life around and get back on your own two feet and walking again. Not only were
yes.
you kicked to the curb, but you were stomped on,
exactly.
and stomped on. That's not the way life was meant to be, and that's not a good feeling. And it makes
yes.
us become almost impossible to pull ourselves up. But you did.
Yes.
And with what
yes.
you have done and what you have, how you've held yourself together, what I saw was a fantastic person who I want to admire. When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know
oh.
what I mean by that? I mean,
thank
the way
you.
You handle diversity, yes, you turn diversity around and make it a way, make it a tool to help you gain momentum, improve yourself,
yes.
and maximize your potential, as I used to put it in the past. So
right.
keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping
oh,
on.
Thank
you,
you
are professional,
thank you.
And you're doing well. You're welcome. You're welcome. So what's next for you? What lies down the road for you?
Well, I'm getting my second master's degree. I'm just a glutton for pain.
Oh,
I tell you what, I'm getting
goodness.
My second. Oh my goodness! I don't know what
well,
I'm thinking about.
You make it more lemonade now. You make it more
right,
lemonade.
Right. More. Oh my goodness! I don't need another cup. I'm working on that degree in safety. So, you know, I always want to have a backup plan. You know. If I can't
yes,
write books,
uh-huh.
I'll juggle. If I can't juggle, then I'll tap dance. You know, I just want to
yes.
have many irons in the fire and many streams of income. I think it's very important.
Yes.
You know, you just never know what will happen in life. So I have
exactly.
degrees and trainings. And but
wow.
ultimately, right, if I can write, oh, my goodness, you think
yes.
I'm happy now. I just don't know. I might explode with happiness. if I could walk away from these jobs and these situations and just write.
Yes,
that is my life goal.
It'll come in time. You're off the good start.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just glad we connected because you're my inspiration, believe it or not.
Oh, thank you.
And inspiration
thank
for
you.
Others. Yeah, yeah. And one of the reasons why I invited you to the show is because I knew you had something to offer, but now that I've invited you, you have so much more than I could have imagined that you would be offering. So before you know it, here we are, less than 4 minutes left in the show. We definitely have to have you back again. Would you be willing to come back?
Oh, absolutely. I sure would.
Fantastic.
I think that'd be wonderful.
Great, great. When you have your second book or whatever comes up, let us know. We'll have you back. Before you
go,
do you have a tip or a suggestion? Great, great. I'm rushing because I don't want to run out of time. Do you have a tip or suggestion for our new or aspiring author?
I do. Gosh, I've learned so much, but and I know we have to rush, but for inspiring writers, start your marketing plan before you finish your book.
Yes.
Decide how
yes.
you would like to promote it and begin making connections with people that can help you in that
yes.
area. It will
yes.
help you in the long run.
Yes.
And
yes.
also, if you believe in your material, do not be discouraged. Have a thick skin. You're going to need it.
Yes.
When you're
yes.
turned down by agents and publishers, know that it is not a reflection
yes.
of your work. You know, it happens. You have to work for yourself. And I live by the mantra,
yes.
If it is to be, it is up to me.
It's up to
and
me.
That applies to my writing, my
yes.
publishing, my marketing. Work hard for yourself. This is your project.
Fantastic.
Believe in it. And if you believe in it, others will feel your passion behind it. I think that that is a advice that could be applied, in
yes.
your life, in your writing, anywhere. Work hard for yourself. You know, this is your baby. You must feed it. You must make it grow. And
so well
and others will see
so
that
well
you did
put.
A great job. Yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Well, you obviously live in what you believe. That's definite. But before
yes.
we go, the one thing we forgot to mention and we haven't mentioned yet is where can your book be available?
I'm sorry?
Where can it be obtained? Where can people get your book?
Oh, yes, most important. You can go to
yes,
my website. www.CortinaJackson.com. It's a direct link to my website where you can order the book. It has a link in it where you can order the book on Amazon if you'd like. It is available on mm-hmm. ebook on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and also Apple iTunes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so please visit my website, look at the book trailer that I have on there. Just browse, enjoy some of the first chapter. I have the first chapter available. And yes, please feedback. I would love it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm giving you feedback right now, Miss Lemonade Maker. This is your number one fan telling you you're doing a wonderful job. You're inspiration
thank
to a lot
you.
Of people. I
thank
make
you
fun
so
of it
much.
Because that's you're welcome. My humor is my way of dealing with stress in the world, and that's
yes.
fantastic that you're doing something similar. No wonder we connected so well.
Absolutely.
Like I said, you're my role model.
Oh.
So I'm so sorry out of time, but we have to have you back. Definitely we'll work on that and
okay.
go from there. So thank you,
wonderful.
thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay.
So nice to meet you, and I really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. Folks, we've been listening to Cortina Jackson talk about her book and being an author. Her book is On Earth as It Is in Hell. It's available online. So until next time, this is ATN saying thank you for listening. See you next time on In the Author's Corner.